The mayor of Elk Grove Village, Craig Johnson, is on the phone with us. He made headlines because Elk Grove Village is sponsoring a NASCAR. They're sponsoring Brad Keselowski in the NASCAR race that comes to Chicago. Mayor, did you get any pushback about that, or has everybody been on board?
Well, everyone's been on board, but I can tell you this, after being in one of the cars, you won't be wearing Crocs when you drive a NASCAR at 200 miles an hour. That, I can guarantee you, won't be able to shift and clutch it. Trust me, that won't happen.
I heard that the number six car just wheeled in and did a big donut, you know, as part of a marketing event in Elk Grove Village. And out of the passenger side, you popped out.
That's right. Brad was funny because I was talking to him before we did this announcement. And he said, Mayor, don't wait for me at the podium. Ride with me to the podium. So I took advantage of the opportunity, and he gave me a heads up about the donut. But trust me, even when you're prepared, you start doing a donut. Remember, there's only one seat in that car, so Brad was in it. Trust me, it's not a lot of fun sometimes, but we made it fun. We had a good time. And yes, I mean, the big thing on this, Lisa, is it gave us a chance to showcase Elk Grove once again, from the Bahamas Bowl to Olympic teams, now to the number one sport in America, NASCAR racing. We got to showcase Elk Grove once again.
Mayor, do you have any evidence that you can point to that this has been a good investment for you?
Well, I'm on your show today.
no, but I mean, you know, with the bowl before, you know, I know you've done this a few times.
Oh, yeah. The bowl game, the ironic thing about that is very seldom can you point to a direct connection when you advertise. You know, someone goes in and buys Coca-Cola tonight. What TV show or what commercial you see that made you buy Coke? I don't know. I just know the name. So it's hard to do it. But at the My Makers Won at Bahamas Bowl, Love's Fueling Station, one of the vice presidents, Chad Bruner, was sitting in Oklahoma City watching the game, huge college football fan, actually huge Oklahoma fan, and he's watching and kept seeing Makers Won at Elk Grove, biggest business park, you know, capital of business in America, all that. So he went on our website, Makers Won It, found it. Within 2 months, him and the CEO of the company was in Elk Grove. They had a prototype location they wanted to do. They chose Elk Grove. They're operating today in Elk Grove and bringing in millions of dollars over the life of their contract into Elk Grove through tax dollars. So we can actually draw a connection that our marketing does work. It's not usual you can do that, but we can do that with Makers Won It and the Love's connection here in Elk Grove.
This is Elk Grove Village Mayor Craig Johnson. The sponsorship to sponsor Brad Keselowski's car is a 2-year commitment at $400,000 for each of those 2 years. And you didn't get any pushback on that?
Not at all. And here's why. Our business park, which is the largest in North America, has got the lowest vacancy rate in its history, 1.5%. That's it out of 65 million square feet. And at that low, we must be doing something right to fill it up. And we think it's getting our name out there, not just in the area, but nationally and internationally. And that makes a big difference. So, no, I mean, like I said, I'm talking to you today. The day we made the announcement, we're on Channel 2, Channel 5, Channel 7, Channel 9. We're in the Tribune, Sun-Times, the Herald. Plus, we're nationally known. RFK Racing put it through all the websites. And remember, the owner is Jack Roush, one of the biggest businessmen in the country. Fenway, which is part of Henry's Group, which owns the Red Sox, the Pittsburgh Penguins, Liverpool Soccer, all of his websites had the announcement. So we're worldwide once again. So $400,000 to get that kind of coverage is very inexpensive when you look at if you went out and bought it on your own.
And the NASCAR driver you're sponsoring, Brad Keselowski, boy, I've watched that guy since he was a kid. He got into it early, yeah. But he has a manufacturing company, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He owns Keselowski Advanced Manufacturing in North Carolina, and he works very closely with the exact same stuff we do here in Elk Grove. Matter of fact, we made the announcement at Elk Grove High School. We have a manufacturing lab that we partner with the school on. We give money to each year, and Brad's sitting there going, Mayor, that machine there by house, our house, that one does the lathe work, and that one there, this guy knows his stuff inside and out. He goes, man, you got stage 4 equipment there. That's great. This guy knows his stuff. So he's not just one of the best drivers ever. He's also a businessman, and it's a perfect marriage with us. Our manufacturing tied to his manufacturing, NASCAR, which is the biggest spectator sport in the world outside of soccer in Europe, but in America, it's number one, He's tied to that. And, of course, he was a former Cup champion. So Elk Grove's number one. He's number one. Perfect marriage.
This is Mayor Craig Johnson. He is the mayor of Elk Grove Village, and they're sponsoring Brad Keselowski's car in the NASCAR event at a time when a lot of people were poo-pooing the whole NASCAR thing in the city of Chicago. It sounds like you're really on board for that.
Well, I'm hoping that Mayor Lightfoot sponsors, they have the city of Chicago sponsor car, and her and I can have a friendly wager where Brad finish ahead of their driver. So we'll wait and see. But it only makes sense, Lisa, for us to do this, because Chicago's always been Elk Grove's favorite suburb. So when they have a race, we got to make sure our car's in there racing in Chicago.
We caught that, Mayor. We got that. Okay.
Chicago is Elk Grove's favorite suburb.
We keep watching Arlington Heights and the Bears. You're not too far from there. Do you sort of have a duck in that hunt or a horse in that race, or how do you see all of that?
Well, first off, you two may not remember, but Mike McCaskey and I came within an eyelash of putting the Bears in Elk Grove Village back in 1999. They were looking at the old Bussey Farm, where now Microsoft's building the most state-of-the-art development, $10 billion investment in Elk Grove. But, yeah, the Bears were within an eyelash of coming to Elk Grove back in 1999. And back in 1973, Papa Bear and Elk Grove were talking about the exact same location back then. So we're very familiar with the Chicago Bears, familiar with them putting a stadium. And I'm hoping very much so that Arlington Heights and Mayor Hayes can pull this off. We think it'd be great for the suburbs. Me, selfishly, I'd love to see the White Sox move from where they're at and partner with the Bears and build a real state-of-the-art sports facility right there at Arlington Racetrack. But whatever happens, we support our neighbors. Like I say, Mayor Hayes is doing a great job. He's being very thorough. We've had conversations, him and I, and I'm excited that the opportunity that may happen. And my hope is it does happen, because I think it's a long time that one of Chicago teams get out to the suburbs where the fans are located, quicker, easier access, and I think they could be very successful if they choose Arlington Heights.
And, Mayor, do the Bears win tonight?
If the Bears were smart, they've got the biggest amount of money available for free agency next year. If they can get a top two or three draft pick, with that money, you'd see a long-time big team. So I'm not going to say which way I hope they go.
Almost just said you hope they throw the game, Mayor.
All I'm saying is, if I was looking long-term, I want a higher draft pick and the money they got for free agents. That I always look long-term when I do anything.
Thank you for joining the Lisa Dent Show. We love your spirit, and I think the people in your town think very highly of you based on the text messages that are coming through.
Well, thank you, Lisa. I appreciate the time.
Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.